Yeah, I don't know a great solution for sitting. The problem is right now the way sitting works is it's a very special case code that only works for avatars. And these things, the animeshes, as far as the system is concerned, they're not really avatars. There's no avatar on the server that corresponds to an animesh. They're for purposes of getting animations to work, there's a kind of an avatar object in on the that's kind of graphics only that's just in the viewer, but there's not anything that's equivalent to the way that, avatars can sit on objects by getting reparented today. I guess one possibility I'd wonder about there is, how well can you approximate that by just adjusting the kind of position and orientation of the root object for your animesh to get it into, and of course run a corresponding animation to get it into a, some appropriate sit pose. When you sit on an object, you're actually setting your avatar's parent to be the object you're sitting on. So, there isn't really a way to do that with objects that aren't avatars. So, as far as the system is concerned, the animesh objects are just these kinds of link sets that are in the scene that has some special handling to let them play animations. But we couldn't really reparent them without rebuilding the link set, which of course you don't want to do. So that's the problem with trying to have them sit exactly the way avatars do. My hope is that you could get a similar effect by, just positioning your object appropriately, relative to where it's supposed to be sitting and playing the appropriate seating animation, but it's not going to be exactly the same as the way the avatars do it. You can define joint positions in the uploaded meshes themselves, right? So you can put the pelvis wherever you want to relative to the root. Then you can also animate the pelvis position, in an animation. So, I mean, you can get things lined up with the root object if that's what you want to do. But I'm not sure if anybody's gone through the whole exercise of finding out exactly how well that works or what other issues you run into. This may be something where it'll work better once we have the ability to have the root object be something other than a mesh. So then it could be something that has physics or, kind of supplies an additional way you can tweak the orientation and position or whatever.